In any event,
I was very surprised at the answers to this one, because we asked this, you know, many different settings, different subspecialties. Is there a correlation between autoimmune toxicity and response? And usually we hear either no or it's not known, but a third of the audience, or even more of the ones who think they know, say there is a correlation. Actually, several of you all thought the same thing, and you're one of them, Shannon, is that right?
Well, there have been some small retrospective studies. I think specifically there was a recent one in lung where they looked at that, and they did seem to see a correlation between those patients that had some type of IO toxicity and those patients that had some type of response. So I think it's probably too soon to tell, but there are some interesting signals that we're seeing.
Yeah, certainly you can see people have great responses with no autoimmune toxicity. You can see it, you know, without PD-L1
Absolutely.
For that matter, but just not that common.
Yeah.
But there was another meta-analysis looking at the prospective trial, which did seem to that there clearly is a correlation with acute toxicity and improved response. I think that was actually a JCO paper recently.
Interesting. We mentioned, and I think you mentioned, Shannon, with your patient had thyroid dysfunction, very common, maybe the most common problem that's seen, which is why, as the audience is aware, thyroid function needs to be evaluated very frequently in patients on these drugs. And also that clinically, and I don't know, Matt, whether you've ever seen a patient who presented clinically. I've heard about people presenting hyperthyroid, hypothyroid, and preferably you pick it up before they have anything. Have you seen thyroid dysfunction clinically,
Matt?
Yeah,
it's actually quite common in both directions. Obviously, they sometimes get a transient hyperthyroid and then resulting hypothyroidism to follow. I kind of agree with about every time I check their blood work now. I used to be every other cycle, but I've actually upped my game and check it a little more frequently to try to catch some of these things earlier.
It really does. I mean, it can go cycle to cycle. You see such variation. So it really is worth testing.
And I think, Neil, you bring up a really good point with regards to dose interruption. Thyroid's another one I don't usually dose interrupt.
Right.
It's a very good point.
Absolutely.